Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Two more deaths inside the Harris County Jail last week mark 15 in custody deaths reported by the Harris County Sheriff's Office this year. News 88.7's Sarah Gruno reports.
The sheriff's office said that 34-year-old Pebbles Girardi suffered a sudden medical emergency inside of her cell at the Harris County Jail last Friday, only 2 days after she was booked. She was transported to Memorial Hermann Hospital and pronounced dead. A spokesperson for the sheriff's office said that she identified herself as homeless during the booking process. On the same day, 58-year-old Billy Ray Turner also suffered an apparent medical emergency while he was being booked into custody at the Joint Processing Center in the jail. He was transported to St. Joseph's Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The Houston Police Department, which originally arrested both Girardi and Turner, are investigating the deaths. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
The City of Houston's Housing Department plans to open a facility with up to 225 beds for homeless people in East Downtown sometime in early 2026. The proposal comes as Mayor John Whitmire's administration ramps up efforts to get homeless people off the streets. Mike Nichols heads up the Housing Department. He says the facility will connect people to health care, psychiatric services, substance abuse programs, and pathways to permanent housing.
It's more than a place to sleep. It operates as a triage point. It tries to connect people to the right intervention.
According to the Housing Department, the upfront purchase price of the facility located at 419 Emancipation Avenue would be $16 million, with an additional operating cost of up to $14 million. The purchase would need to be approved by the City Council. Three children who almost drowned last week in their family's pond in Dayton are now temporarily in CPS custody. Authorities say Domingo Quintana called 911 to report that his wife may have tried to harm the children. He was arrested on an unrelated animal cruelty charge and then released. The mother of the kids is still in the hospital. So far, nobody's been charged in connection with the incident. I'm Alex.